American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Trump's cabinet is honing its economic message ahead of the midterm elections. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
Dozens of administration members gathered on Capitol Hill Tuesday for a meeting on midterm messaging and touting economic success.
And that's what the president loves to do, to get out across the country. And he's spoken about his intention to go across the country a lot more.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt previewing a Thursday trip to Georgia, where President Trump will visit businesses. Still, polling shows a majority of Americans are not satisfied with the president's handling of the economy as Democrats campaign on a platform of affordability. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Fox reports the FBI has reached out to authorities in Mexico in relation to the Nancy Guthrie case, a source confirmed to Fox News Digital. Despite the development yesterday, Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos told Fox authorities do not believe Guthrie was taken to Mexico. Late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert's interview with a Texas Democrat Senate candidate is stirring some controversy with the FCC. Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is denying claims by Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico that the Trump administration blocked an interview Tallarico had with Stephen Colbert from airing on television. Colbert claims CBS forced him to move the Tallarico interview online to prevent claims the network was violating equal time rules. Colbert addressed the matter on his show.
I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to tell them how to do their jobs. But since they seem intent on telling me how to do mine, here we go.
Tallarico's campaign says the controversy is boosting its financial war chest, raising $2.5 million in the last 24 hours. In Washington, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Tallarico is facing off against Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett for the Democrat Senate nomination. Early voting in the state began this week. There's good news coming out of the state of Florida. Here's a report from AFN's Chris Woodward.
Planned Parenthood has decided to close one of its centers in Florida. The location is in Lakeland, and the closing ends more than 50 years of operations in that area. Stephen Ertelt of Life News said the operations will cease services by appointments on March 6th, with full closure on March 13th.
This is what was happening in 2025, right after the decision that was made by Congress in the passing a bill that was signed by President Trump to defund Planned Parenthood. And so the great news is after that happened, there were over 50 abortion centers across the country that closed in the wake of that bill. There are two this year, one in Missouri, now a second one in Florida that have closed as well. And what's happening is Planned Parenthood is trying to consolidate, and losing hundreds of millions of dollars has been a big problem. And one of the ways that Planned Parenthood is responding to that loss of funds is by consolidating, by closing down, by trying to reduce overhead essentially.
Meanwhile, lives are being saved.
So these centers closing, it's good news for unborn children. It's good news for babies who won't be killed at these centers. It makes it more difficult for Planned Parenthood to push abortions on people. And hopefully, prayerfully, a lot of women are finding better pro-life alternatives as a result.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Some foods might act as a workout for your brain. Here's Fox's Monica DeLuca.
Are there foods that have a similar impact on your brain as working out does? A recent study finding that the dry puckering sensation you get from berries, dark chocolate, or tea might just do that. The research from Japan finding that flavanols, plant compounds in those foods, might stimulate the brain, but not by being absorbed into the bloodstream, but by triggering a sensory response because of the bitter taste. Researchers say the concept is part of an emerging field, sensory nutrition. The study published in Current Research in Food Science.
The stock market was rising today, led by its most influential stock, NVIDIA. Several profit reports from companies helped lift stocks today as well. They continue what's been a strong reporting season for the big U.S. companies in the S&P 500. And that is a wrap on news for this hour. You can find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.